Hi, and welcome to the Cat Dog Fish Cast. I'm Gabrielle Hayes, owner of CatDogFish.com, and I'm joined by my partner in crime, Dr. Chris Tufnell, who is a small animal and equine vet, and he is the font of knowledge, knows everything there is to know about just everything. There, how's that?
No.
Aren't you happy to see me this morning?
Being built up again.
Well, look, we are going to start our podcast today with a joke. This is from a Twitter account, Dad Says Jokes. It's not a...
Which is why Gab's reading it, because otherwise I could be responsible for this sort of poor humor.
Yeah. Okay, but it's obviously not an account I follow because I'm not a dad. Two cats are having a swimming race. One is called 1-2-3. The other, 1-2-3. Which cat won? 1-2-3, because 1-2-3, cat sank. And if you don't know what that means, go learn some French. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, so, and on that note.
Cat dog fish listeners, again, know what that
means.
Yes,
poor cat dog fish listeners. Thanks for joining us today. We are indulging in one of our favorite activities, which is looking at some new pet tech that's on the market and reviewing it based on no insider knowledge, based on not knowing anybody, but what we see on the website. There's no real agenda other than we like to see what new innovations are happening in pet
and
health.
Have a crack at some of the products that are out there and encourage you to have a crack at them too. So that's what it's about.
And to entertain ourselves, yeah, because, you know, why not? So the first one we're looking at, actually a lot of these come out of the States because I think the States, I don't know, maybe we're just more clever, although I doubt that.
Slightly more nuts, actually,
I think is what it's about. And they're on Kickstarter and Indiegogo and are crowdfunded. And so we are looking at one today called Fresh Patch, which is freshpatch.com. And it is...
It's a garden by post, but a very, very small one. So essentially...
It's a piece of grass. It's a slab of grass that gets sent to you in the mail.
They have worked out, and every dog owner knows, is that dogs prefer... to do their business on fresh grass, and that seems to be universal. There are dogs. We've got one that seems to be very happy on the gravel, rather irritatingly, manages to hide its business in the gravel. But a lot of dogs prefer fresh grass. So what this person is doing is that they will send you a patch of fresh grass. It appears to be size matched to your pet so that you get a reasonable size. And presumably you use it until it gets disgusting. And then I hope you do a bit of urban gardening with it and take it out and put it on a patch of bare ground near your house before you take the new one. But it looks slightly nuts. I mean, I imagine that some pets would use it, but do you know, once another pet's gone on it, they may not want to use it again. Once they've gone on it, they may not want to use it again.
Okay, Chris, how long does it take to puppy train? How many pieces of grass do you think you'd need if you want to puppy train your apartment? How many will you need? Like 20?
Well, what
30?
Would make, yeah, probably. But what would make me nervous about puppy training them in the apartment is that if you're high up in an apartment and there is a picture of a little dog here on its patch, is that you can't really move that outdoors. So you're trying to get the puppy used to the idea that it needs to do its business outdoors, not in the apartment. And if you introduce somewhere where you say it's okay to go there, then it's going to be a bit confusing for the puppy when the patch gets taken away or stuff. So I think you'd be in it for life. I think this could be a very expensive habit to get your dog into.
Maybe. So if you go away and you leave your dog there for the day and you have this patch out there and they can go to the bathroom on the patch instead of you having a dog walker come in and let them out. Oh, that seems... Maybe
it's
I'm
possible.
Taking it
it's
to its worst
conclusion.
I'm just
going through to the training part patch of the website. And I guess that they are... It looks like you need to do a bit of training to get them used to it. I don't know how much is it. Is it
it's,
there? How much it is?
It's $40 for an extra large, and $24 for a mini.
I think it would become very expensive.
Crikey!
Yeah, You're okay. buying a garden. But it, you probably find that what you're saving in having a house without a garden, you'd be able to save and get a garden in a few years' time. So by putting yeah. the money aside. So not All sure right. not sure about this. It describes itself as a new type of dog potty and maybe worth a try. You might find people start nicking bits of park and taking it home to their apartment.
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to switch tack for the cat lovers out there. We're looking at Loop, LUUUP.com.
This looks great. I'm really...
It is a litter box that yeah. is... It's a three-tiered litter box, and it helps you sift through the cat litter, so it keeps the litter box clean, the no-mess litter box that's clean in seconds.
The best way of describing it is it's one solid, normal litter box or tray, and then it's two or three layers, isn't it, of things that are like, they're exactly the same shape, but they're more like that little shovel that you have to clear out your litter tray. So what you then do is you take off the top rim, which makes it all nice and smooth for your cat. You pick out the top tray and you shake it like you're looking for gold.
Sift it, yeah.
And the clean litter falls through, and then you can dump the clumped litter and the droppings away, give it a clean, and put it at the bottom again. And I like the idea of this. I think it looks good. To me, I imagine that the whole lot will need cleaning at times.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Where I've seen lots of these. This is not a new idea. It is a good idea. You're yeah. right. Unfortunately, it means there are three big bit pieces of plastic
yeah.
that are in use. And my cats love a hood.
Yeah,
I cannot
sure.
use a litter box that doesn't have a hood. And this one doesn't, and the other ones don't. Again, that's probably unwieldy to clean it, but I...
Well, it makes it more complicated, doesn't it? I mean, I get your point. There are some cats that like to go into a place, but I mean, we had ours underneath the chair with a blanket over it for a while, and they were quite happy to go in under
there. Yeah, but doesn't the cat litter get all over everything? My cat scratches to cover it, and the cat litter goes everywhere.
Yes. Some cats do seem to take their burying very, very seriously, don't they?
Yes.
And some are much neater about it. And actually, we've tried very hard to use, and this is sort of another subject, but we've tried very hard to use litter which wouldn't actually go through this. So the two types of litter that are biodegradable are obviously the wood chip ones,
mm-hmm, yep.
and those come in pellets, which I don't think would sift through this. So this would be much more suitable for the clay-based litter. But we were after something that was flushable. There's now some maize-based litter, which is biodegradable, and all sounds fine. But when it gets wet, it gets really sticky. And we had a trouble with a fluffy cat because it got bedded into its paws, and we couldn't understand what was going on, but it was quite uncomfortable, and it was these little bits of litter that got really sticky. So there'll be litters that don't work with this, but actually for some people who use the clay-based litters and they're happy with an open box, I think this isn't a bad idea.
Okay. I do want us to talk about biodegradable cat litter at some point, because
I think we just did.
No, because I use clumping litter. And I really like clumping litter, which is the exact point of this, right? So this loop separates the mess
the clumps,
from
yeah,
the...
Exactly.
But I use clumping litter, which does that anyway. I just have to...
Well, the maize-based clumps.
So the maize-based clumps...
But the wood pellets don't clump. They tend to break down to sawdust.
So the stuff that I buy, the normal clumping litter that I buy from Fetch...
Is not flushable.
It's not flushable, so I dump it in the trash. What happens to it then?
Well, landfill, one imagines.
Okay, how long does that last on the earth? It's cat crap, right?
Yeah, crap will break down, but you're talking, those are sort of mineral, I mean, they're clay effectively based, aren't
yeah.
they? They're clay based, so it's just going to sit there as clay. And it's not a big problem, I don't think.
I don't know, I feel like there are things I should be doing that would have more of
the
an environmental
reason we
impact
wanted
than
to do it,
change my cat litter.
Well, the reason we wanted to do it is we wanted to flush. So if you want to dump your cat's doings into the loo and flush, you want to put something that is going to be safe for the drains.
Sewage system.
And
yeah.
I wouldn't recommend something that's based on clay.
No, fair enough. Block it. I didn't realize you were so lazy you couldn't just walk outside. But, you know, that's
I don't
okay.
want to fill my dustbin with cat doing.
Oh, whatever.
There we go.
Okay. How about we look at boxy pet homes for cats and dogs? This is a DIY pop-up pet home made from recyclable materials for your furry friends. Here we are on an eco kick. Again, this is based in the States. And they did a campaign on Kickstarter. And it just looks like... It looks like any other just area where you can have your dog or your cat. My cats love a little area. And it's just made out of cardboard. I mean, nice idea, but nothing, hardly.
It's just a box. I mean, you know, cats actually love boxes, don't they? Many of them do anyway. And so I get it. It seems to be a way of making money out of getting a cardboard box.
well, there's nothing wrong
with
money.
They've made it slightly more interesting shapes. And... presumably it comes flat packed and you need to put it together, which may be a bit of a trial. A little bit of origami needed there by the looks of things. And it's got a particularly fierce looking cat in it, or maybe it's...
Here's one that's a pyramid. I mean, it's kind of like it appeals to the eco designer who wants some clever things. You know what? I think a nice way to recycle, to create this, is just to recycle your online shopping boxes into something.
I completely agree. And anybody who hasn't put a newspaper down on the floor for their cats recently, please do so, because there's nothing cats enjoy more than hiding in, on, under newspapers and shredding them to bits. It's just fun. So, yeah, not sure about that. Looks like it looks like the packing it would have come in, actually.
Yeah. Okay, we are moving swiftly on. We are a tough crowd, I have to say, but, you know, someone's got to be. Let's look at the Kyon Tracker. So this is kyontracker.com. It says, feel your pet's mood with Kyon Sense technology. What?
Well, if this does everything that it says on the tin, it does an awful lot for a very small bit of tech, and that's impressive. So firstly, it's got a GPS location. Now, anybody who's had a dog or a cat, is this just for dogs? It seems to have lots of pictures of dogs, but no cats. But anybody who's had a dog or a dog anyway knows how distressed you can get very, very quickly from losing it. Mm-hmm. So if you've got something that is accurately pinpointing where your pet is in the park or out in the woods or wherever, this would be great and really useful. And you can do it presumably from an app on your mobile phone. So I like that if it works. I know there are challenges to putting GPS tech into equipment, because people we've spoken to before say there are, and certainly from getting it with good location tracking. But if it works, that's great. The heat sense a bit, I just don't think is a problem in this country most of the time, but presumably is a problem in parts of the States where you just want to know that your dog is overheating, and that's what it's going to tell you. The water sense a bit's really interesting. It presumably tells you that your dog is in water. If you weren't expecting it, that might be something you'd need to know, but there are plenty of dogs that you do know are in water, and you probably don't always want to be told they are, but there we go. There seems to be something that emits a noise, an ultrasound noise, if the dog's barking a lot. So one of those effectively training collar type things that when the dog is barking, an ultrasound noise will go off and it'll try and stop the dog barking. So for dogs that are being left
Is that painful
to their homes,
for the dog?
I think it's difficult to know whether ultrasound in the ears is noisy, is bad for the dogs and is painful. Unpleasant, almost certainly. But whether it's painful or not, I don't know. Pacifier. I don't understand how this pacifier works. Have you found something that explains how it works?
No, I'm actually looking at this new bit that they're coming out with, which is the part that they haven't gone live with yet, that says feel your pet's mood with Kion Sense technology.
Yeah, well, that's there. I can see it, and I agree. I don't quite know
what if you could know exactly what your little one is thinking about.
So this,
I don't want to know what my cats are thinking.
In the States. Is this one in the UK?
No, this is based in the US.
And do you think it's coming to the UK? Is there any indication that it's coming to the UK?
I think it ships to the UK.
In which case,
but this is not live anyway. This bit.
We need to get someone from Kion and talk to them. I'd be really interested to talk to them, because this seems to claim to do an awful lot, and I think it would be really interesting for our listeners to hear from the horse's mouth, as it were, what this does and how it does it, because this is definitely the future. But don't get me wrong there. There may be people there going, well, I can buy a leather collar for £10, and why would I ever want something that does all of these things? There is no doubt about it that wearable tech is definitely coming, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. going to be useful. It's, I mean, if only for locating your animal, but from the point of view of doing heart rate, possibly respiratory rate, movement, analysis, all those sort of things, it's going to pick up diseases earlier than we can and notify us that the animal isn't behaving normally. And that's going to be great for animal welfare. So mm-hmm. I would advise people to embrace these. If you're an early adopter, you've probably already got one on your dog. Keep an eye out for the ones that become popular and obviously going to be better in their sort of each iteration that comes round. But definitely get into this stuff. And this is an interesting one.
It is interesting. It's hard to separate the hype from what's real. So we need to, you're right, we need to get somebody on the horn to explain it to us.
Yep.
Okay, we'll do that. How about we go to the elevated feeder from Vivipet, vivipet.com, vivipet.com. So they have created for cats and dogs an elevated dining table that is designed to prevent whisker and stomach stress for your favorite furball, as well as provide a more modern look to your home. I'm trying to figure out how much of this is just well-designed cat dishes or based on an idea that I need to have this because it's better for my animal.
So if I'm totally honest about it, there are animals out there that have problems with their gullet, so the esophagus, the pipe between their mouth and their stomach, and they do require to be fed at a height. So some of the large dog breeds particularly will have a problem with what humans might know as reflux, so food coming from their stomach into their esophagus.
Heartburn.
And they will get a problem there, and they can get what's called a mega esophagus, where their esophagus gets really full of food, and it's very unpleasant for the animal.
It's a scientific term, mega esophagus.
Mega esophagus.
Boy, you doctors are so clever.
So we've got that as an issue, and so these things are not new. There have been ways of getting your dog food up off the ground, and useful for those animals. For all others, I'm not sure it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, animals in the wild would certainly
they wouldn't have a table
no,
to eat
they
off
wouldn't.
Of.
They'd be eating off from a carcass or off the floor. And I'm not sure how important this is, but certainly
they're pretty. I will tell you that.
Yeah,
they look
nice.
They're
not bad looking. They are not bad looking. And if you have an animal with that particular problem, then this is a great way of dealing with it. And it may be that it's a neat way of keeping dog and cat food out of reach of children or in a place where children might not feel it was so useful. I don't know.
I don't think it's that. It's just elevating and it's not removing it, although they have a beautiful Maine Coon on the website.
I mean,
here,
some
but
of them
this
don't
says,
seem to elevate very much.
It says, did you know cats are natural crouch eaters and prefer eating from an elevated position? Really?
Okay.
Is that true? I'm looking at you, Chris.
No, I don't. I mean, that it interesting. Natural crouch eaters. Well, I mean, when they kill a mouse,
yeah,
as my cat does occasionally, they eat it crouching, but the mouse is on the floor. No, nobody picks the mouse up. They don't take the mouse over to... There are logs and things around and stumps where they could take the mouse to eat it off a stump. And I haven't seen the cats ever do that. So,
well, all right.
So they,
maybe nobody a flimsy
has
premise
told
here.
My cats,
I don't know.
Nobody okay. told them that they're natural crouch eaters.
All right. Well, let's look at Pebby, the world's most advanced smart ball for pets. We've seen some like this. Where it's remote controlled, it's a ball that you can, it's a smart ball that comes with a camera, laser, Bluetooth, and Wi-Fi capability, and lets you drive and control the Pebby from your smartphone. Now you can play, watch, and interact with your pets anytime, anywhere. And it's at the prototype stage. Well, this was old.
Well, apart from the fact that we've spoken before about remote entertainment for your animal,
yes,
versus playing with your animal yourself, and yeah, and the sort of I hope it adds to people's guilt that they're looking from a distance, and then thinking they should entertain their animal by moving a ball around the floor. I can imagine this being fun. I mean, we certainly had, people will have seen potentially those wind-up hamsters or battery-powered hamsters that you can put in a hamster ball and run them across the floor.
No, I've not seen those.
Well, they're a popular toy in the UK. You've got this small hamster thing that you turn on and just stick it in a hamster ball and it rolls around the floor. And dogs and cats think they're hysterical fun. And so I can see that they will be entertained by this. But whether this is something that's really going to I'm always concerned about stuff we see that seems to be saying, well, if you would like to have a dog and you work sort of 8 till 6, then this is going to be the way you can have a dog, leave it at home. You've bought your fresh patch, so you've got that in a corner. You bought your Pebby and you've got your camera. Essentially, it takes the human out of looking
dog
after
ownership.
The dog ownership. Yeah. So I'm sure that they will sell them as this is something to enhance your dog that you've already got. But obviously, if anything, that's making it easier to have a dog without actually looking after it yourself always concerns me a little bit, because
sure,
the whole point sure of having a pet is the companionship for the person but also for the pet. So I don't know, it says here sort of interact anytime anywhere, which presumably is the sort of location between the communication between your smartphone and the Pebby. You can track whether it's playing with the Pebby. It then says save precious moments.
Maybe because you can record them.
I guess. Anyway, so there we go. The Pebby ball.
Yeah, you can capture the pet's cutest moments in real
time.
I haven't
found how much this one is. Do you know how much this one is? It's quite sophisticated.
Almost $200.
Yeah, it's an expensive bit of kit, isn't it? And
well, there's a Pebby Smart Ball family package for $1,500.
Oh my goodness me. So this is for spoilt pets only, and I would just love to be there on the day that the spoilt pet destroys the Pebby. So, yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah, anyway, durability's very high, thick, shatterproof, replaceable polycarbonate. So there we go.
Well, in all of these that we've been looking at, it's interesting how they're co-opting technology that people are using. So it's the fitness tracker technology that they're applying to their pets, which again makes infinite good sense. I get it. The remote control bit and the using a webcam to spy on your dog or cat. Again, I get that. I think that makes sense. The interaction from over the internet is kind of weird to me. I mean, as a pet owner, the idea of cooing to my kitties, I like, except I think that it would only confuse them because they hear me but cannot see me, and that would distress them or confuse them, and I don't want to do that. So that kind of, for me, that takes it a little bit too far. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Any suggestions, email me, Gabrielle@catdogfish.com, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Gab.
Bye.
For information on how to take expert care of your pet, go to catdogfish.com.